Hello everyone out there, this is Ruth here. It's Friday the 30th of April 2010 and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. This particular boo is actually a response to a conversation that I'm following between a couple of people that I follow on Audio Boo. Andy, who's also known as the Northern Bloke, and my friend Simon, who is Simon Toon. One of the quite fun things about Audio Boo is that you can have these sort of virtual conversations with people. We've already been doing it a little bit with conversations about infertility. And Andy and Simon have now been talking about buying and selling houses because Simon has bought a house recently and Andy is in the process of buying a house. And I've just listened to Simon's latest boo, which is called Tatty Boo. And Simon said he thought he might be being naive, but he thought it was traditional to sell your own property first and then look for and purchase a new property. I just wanted to pitch in with a little story, which I thought Simon might find interesting. John and I actually owned two houses for 6 months because we were trying to sell our first house, which was up in Farnworth, which is actually not that far from the Northern Bloke. And we'd put that one on the market and had started looking at properties in South Cheshire, where we now live. And it just so happened that we found the house that we currently live in before we'd managed to sell our Farnworth property. And because we weren't quite sure what we were doing, how things would work or anything, we actually ended up putting in a cheeky offer on our current house. We went in really quite low compared to the asking price. And the guy selling the property came back and said he'd accept the offer if there wasn't a dependency on us selling our house, i.e. he didn't want to get stuck in a chain. So we had a bit of a chat and talked to our bank and, you know, looked into it. And we were actually in a position to go back and say, yes, gulp, we will do that. And we then had dreadful problems selling our Bolton property. And so we ended up with two houses for 6 months. And thankfully, at the end of the 6 months, we did manage to sell our old house. So it didn't go on for too long. The nice thing about the 6 months is that you're allowed to not pay council tax on a second home if it's empty for 6 months. So we were just reaching the stage where it was actually about to get really expensive for us to have two houses. And thankfully, a buyer came along and offered us a less than we were looking for the Bolton house. But at that point, we were just pleased to sell it. So, maybe a little naive, but people don't always do things in the traditional manner. And certainly, we ended up with two houses for a while. It was a bit of a gamble. Thankfully, it paid off and we're still in the house that we gambled for. And we're still very happy here. So there you go. Anyway, thought you might be interested to know. I'll probably do another sort of diary update boo fairly soon. But just wanted to pitch in a bit on the old house buying thing. I've told my husband that we're never allowed to move house ever again. Because the whole moving house thing is too stressful. But there we go. Anyway, as I believe they say, tatty boo. And speak to you all again soon.